You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Check it out. You already know this your folks, Shrillville.
Yes, sir.
And you already know you tune in to 92.9 The Game with who? Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back, man.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show. And Andy and Randy with you here on a Shrillville Thursday. It's also opening day in the NFL season. First game of the year tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pre-game at 7, kickoff at 8:15. The Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles. Get back into that in just a few minutes. Smoking Joe Patrick's going to join us at 1:20. Obviously, we'll talk some Falcons with him ahead of their first game on Sunday afternoon against Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And then we'll get to an AMA at 1:40 as well.
Okay, got the plug information. I got all that. I'm talking about when I say plug, I mean free.
Right. Like you're talking, if you're doing an illegal stream.
Yeah.
You don't want to pay for
it. I got one of them things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I got a DM on that, too. Yeah. We must have got DMs from different people. Yeah. We were talking about the sting operation to shut down Stream East.
Yeah.
He sent me a link where it's still open. I'll send you the link.
Send me the link, man.
Yeah. And he didn't ask me for any money either.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I ain't going to pay nobody.
I said, how'd they get around the sting? He said, cut one head off, seven more appear. They can never stop us. I was like, dang. All right. It is true, though. Yeah. Like, they can have a sting operation on that one.
Yeah.
There's just going to be another one that pops up.
There was so many that I had one. This probably happened when we first got this show. And somebody DM'd me one, and it was one for all the movies. And I mean, it was talking about the ones that were in the box office there. I don't mind a few people walking through the screen. I don't care. Like, my wife hates it. She hates watching bootleg movies. I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, look, is it free?
Because it's Chinese letter, and then it's always in the middle of the movie, like a slot machine comes on in the middle of it. I don't care.
Just click it off.
Just click it off.
Yeah, wait 10 seconds and click the X.
Yeah, the slot machine come through bunk.
Yeah, don't click it too soon.
Yeah, but then it goes back to the other movie.
Because then there'll be pop-ups.
But I had one, and it was like all the old shows that I like, everything was on this thing, and I cannot remember what it was. I can't find the DM so damn long ago. Mm-hmm. Again, it was when we first started the show. I'm talking about every new movie came out, I was watching. And even my kids got to a point where, like, we know where you watching it at, Daddy.
Yeah, so what?
So what? I got popcorn here.
Yeah, I watched it.
I got
chairs comfortable.
You know what I mean?
I don't mind if a guy gets up and goes to the bathroom every
once
in a while.
I
don't have to see him do it. Yeah. I just see the back of his head while he walks away.
It does not bother me.
I know it's bootleg. I'm not surprised that someone walked in front of it. Yeah. I haven't watched much on those in a while. But, there was a time when I lived in the upstairs of a house, like an attic apartment.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even have cable or internet. Mm-hmm. I stole the internet from the lady down, but I didn't steal it. She just didn't protect her password, right. So I used it.
I stole it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Borrowed.
Okay.
And then I would watch everything on that.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes you're watching, like, you know, you'd be watching the game for your local team. Like, I'd be watching, like, Seahawks games, but it would be in Dutch or something like that.
Yeah.
Because it's from an international broadcast.
Yeah.
It's like, all right.
Yeah, man.
I don't care. I'm just here for the game anyway.
I don't discriminate. I got 20/20. I can see through it. A little scribbly line. Like, it take you a little minute to get the camera set up. Who's ever filming the movie, takes them a little second. But once they get the camera properly situated.
Look, man.
It's straight.
We're from the generation where if you wanted to see, like, if you wanted to see some adult action, you had to watch it on channel 99 through some squiggly
eyes.
Every once in a while a nipple would pop up and you'd be thrilled,
but you wouldn't. But the thing about, or what was the joint we used to watch? You're probably too young for that. That summer we had got Cinemax. I think my cousin stole Cinemax for us. We was living in the projects and found a way to rig it.
Oh, you got up on the telephone pole?
Yeah, Mario got up there and rigged it. And we had HBO and Showtime, and Cinemax was Red Shoes Diary.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Your red shoes. You got a whole bunch of frontals.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Frontal, mostly.
Yeah, but it was clear.
It's fine.
You ain't know no better.
And like, at that age, like, you know, we used to have to go on scavenger hunts for this stuff.
Yeah, man.
Now these guys have it in their pockets everywhere.
You're trying to go get a flick. you get older, you go buy flicks at the shake joint.
In middle school, there was a kid that would print out pictures on his parents' printer and sell them for $1.
Get out of here.
Yeah. I bought a couple.
I was about to say, did you buy any?
I bought a couple. Sure.
Really?
Yeah, a couple. You know, I didn't have that much money at the time.
I was trying to hustle like that.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Like meet me on Sweet 16 when they were all in the bathroom for the draws reveal.
Yeah,
something like that. Yeah. Hey, dog, I'm selling nudies in the bathroom. I'm selling nudies in the bathroom.
One time there was a game on some channel we didn't have when I was living with my buddy Jackson, and he was like, I'm gonna get up on the telephone pole. I was like, do you know how to do that?
Yeah.
He was like, nah, but I'll figure it out. He climbed up there and it, like, got the thing open. Obviously he didn't figure it out.
Right.
I was like, this is
about to kill himself.
This is the most broke. Like, let's just buy it. It's on some channel. All right, let's get to the big story.
That's real.
Let's get to the, it's so broke. Let's get to the big story of the day. Kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
No, I think it's a lot. You know, I was able to go through it a while ago, whether it was, you know, Dexter Jackson and John Lynch, or whether it was Tanard Jackson and Jermaine Phillips, but that young guy's going to lean on his veteran safety, his veteran left safety, his veteran left counterpart, Rondé Barber and Tanard being interchangeable, and like it helps those guys grow up faster because you don't want to disappoint the big brother, so to speak, and like him looking at those guys as bigger brothers and all of those guys, whether it be Bowman or whether it be Watt, I think really helps those guys really grow up and develop faster.
Look at my boy Flip with a shout out.
There you go.
My boy Flip with a shout out.
You didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, did not see that one coming, man.
Raheem talking about the partnership at safety between Jesse Bates and Watts. And I get that.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, it's nice to have a guy like Jesse back there with you.
Yeah.
One of, if not the best safeties in the NFL right now. Yeah, I'm sure that's part of it. I'm sure you wouldn't want to disappoint whoever
you were
playing
next
to.
No, you don't want to disappoint anybody. But, yeah. I mean, it does help that you got this guy back. Now, a lot of these guys will play a lot of ball. I know I heard the conversation. I know Bowman, he played, that's what he was.
Yeah.
He wasn't a hybrid. Like that. He was a nickel.
Yeah.
Basically
that's
a nickel.
That's what Arch was talking with us about yesterday.
Yeah. And so, I mean, you know, they're going to be fine. They're going to be fine. They're going to make mistakes. But veterans make mistakes. You know, I think it's just an exciting time because if these are your guys, which these are their guys, they drafted them, you know, you're happy to put them out there, you know, because you got to have the confidence in them. We talk about how do you get experience or how do you become a veteran? Well, you play, you know, and then you're out there in a situation where you're playing the hardest position, one of the hardest, because football is hard any position you play. But one of the more difficult is the slot. One of the more difficult is the safety. And so, especially when you're a young safety and you're trying to disguise. And like, Jesse's so good now. He knows, and that a lot of that comes from the film study that he used. He knows when he can disguise and how far he needs to get to be back in a proper position. You know, and those are always the best safeties in the league. I always tell people about Troy Polamalu, the best thing he ever did was this dude would be on the line. You think he coming on the blitz, and as soon as the damn ball snapped, he's in the damn deep third. You know, and Jesse does things like that, and he's going to learn as a young player. But you're going to have some youthful mistakes.
And
the biggest thing, and Rod said this: you got to support in the run game.
Mm-hmm.
You got to, if you're a nickel corner, you got to support in the run game because you're the closest one to the action.
Right. We're already a little concerned about the run game, the defense up the middle.
Yes.
got to be good on the outsides too, yes. Obviously. Got to tackle. Arch talked a lot about that yesterday, how they like to get the ball out quick. Baker Mayfield in his two games last year against the Falcons, something like 60 completions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Over half of them were to non-wide receivers, meaning the running backs and the tight ends and all of that. So, yeah, those guys are going to have to tackle in the open field. Here's what I was going to say about those guys, all the first-year starters on defense. Yeah, they're new. We don't know exactly what they're going to look like. There's a pretty easy flip side for me, though, because what was there hadn't been great.
Right.
You've had veterans all over the defense the last five years, and it's been frustrating. You've had even Justin Simmons last year as the season wore on. I don't know what happened. Must have got hurt, something like that. But as the season wore on, he was ineffective.
But, I mean, he's not even on a team, is he?
No, he's not.
Yeah.
But that's a guy over the 5 years prior to that led the NFL in interceptions.
Remember, that's a big thing we talked about.
And he had that one pick against Mahomes, who he always intercepts. Yes. And then that was pretty much the last time we heard from him. In a positive sense, I mean, you're going to have young guys on the edge, obviously the first rounders that you drafted. Well, the guys that have been on the edge the last 10 years haven't got to the quarterback. Yeah. So, yeah, they're young, but the veterans that have been out there haven't been getting it done. So I don't want to say it can't get worse because we don't say that here because it always does when we say that.
Yes,
but
it does.
It can get better.
Yeah, I mean.
And I think these young guys certainly can be better than that.
I think that's the biggest thing is we've seen all these other guys. Let's try our guys. These weren't our guys, basically. We brought these guys in, but we drafted these guys. We're hoping to develop them into being a part of this culture and all. Well, they're a part of culture because you draft them. But I think, I think that they drafted specifically these two players specifically for what they're going to do, meaning they want him to be the starting nickel. Always wanted him to be starting nickel. Remember we were talking about they brought in Fuller. They brought him in as, we know that you can start, but we think we got a better chance with this guy, Watts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what they wanted to do. You made that great point a couple weeks ago. So it's just an opportunity to be there it can't get no worse. And these guys, we look at them as have more of an upside. Like, they might get a pick on this instead of, last year, he just batted it down.
Right.
You know?
Or fell down.
Gotta let that go. Gotta let that go.
Can't do I? That was tough, man. Gotta remember that Minnesota game?
Yeah, I do. Doc.
Is the roof like a weird color or something?
I don't know. Dude.
Adam freaked out.
Dude, that was awful.
Hey, by the way, that we'll talk about the Falcons with Joe. Eagles, Cowboys tonight.
Let's go.
Eagles, right?
I go Eagles. Eagles by six.
Okay, so you like the cover?
I like the cover. Right. I mean, that's a big number.
It's a big number
because it's
8.5.
Yeah,
8.5 is a big number.
That is, dude. I like the Eagles to end up winning the game. Okay. But yeah, I think the Cowboys are going to score. I think it's going to be somewhere around
27-21.
Somewhere around
like
that area. Yeah. Somewhere around that area. That's how I view it. Mm-hmm. I think Dak's. They're going to have to figure out because I can see them. And no, I can see them going right after whoever the corner is, whether it's Adoree or whether it's Keeley. Like, yeah.
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 The thing about the Eagles defense is some new faces. Like you said, Adoree Jackson, then Quinyon Mitchell in his second year. Cooper DeJean's going to be starting. Keeley Ringo as well. Obviously, Georgia Bulldog. How many? They got Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, Nolan Smith, Keeley Ringo. Linebacker's hurt still, right?
No.
He's not?
No.
Where is he?
What am I looking for?
The Georgia linebacker.
Oh, yeah, N'Kobe.
Yeah, N'Kobe's still hurt.
N'Kobe's on PUP, but the kid from Alabama.
But he'll be back.
What's his name?
Jahad Campbell.
Jahad. Yeah. Oh, dude. If he pans out.
Yeah. No, I know.
Meaning he'll pay it out if he's healthy. Mm-hmm. That dude's a damn stud.
I know. They draft
he's
so
a
well.
Stud.
They draft so well. All right. Smokin' Joe Patrick's going to join us next. We'll get back into the Falcons with him ahead of their first game on Sunday against Tampa right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, 20 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, we'll get the phone lines open at 404-726-0929. You know how I know it's getting real, Randy?
What's that?
Because we just got the email from Mike Conti with the details of the Wade Ford tailgate show.
Oh, yeah.
Where we're going to be. I know we've talked a little bit about it.
Right.
We're going to be on the bridge over Centennial Yards.
Ooh.
Right there at the stadium, right across the street from the stadium.
You're going to be on a bridge?
I don't think I've ever broadcast from a bridge before.
You're going to be all right?
I think it's a low bridge.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't love heights.
Yeah. I know y'all like heights. That's why I was like,
you haven't thought about that.
Yeah. You're all right.
I haven't seen it.
Are y'all gonna be on that big thing that we have?
I don't know.
The big old stage.
Probably.
So that puts about 5 feet.
Yeah, that's extra. It's a good point. I hadn't thought about that.
Don't be up there sweaty palming it.
I'm gonna be.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be nervous anyway.
Yeah.
Working with Joe.
I know, because we know Joe's a thug.
He is.
Joe's a big Ohio State fan. They're playing Grambling this week, and they just had a presser with Grambling's coach. So funny. He's like, well, we both have great bands. He said, well, we both have great bands.
Who is Grambling's coach these days?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
But it was just funny how he said that. We have both have great bands. And then he's like, I'm just joking. And then his face got all serious. We know what we're getting into. Y'all about to get y'all ass whipped.
That's good and honest. Because I don't know who that was from Marshall last week, if it was a coach or who that was.
Yes.
But that guy.
Yeah.
He's
going to shake stuff up.
Okay.
Damn, shake your ass back.
That's one word for it. Yeah, all right.
Shake yourself to the bank.
Let's get the Smoking Joe Patrick.
In one corner, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday host, Andy and Randy, a combined 12 feet, 3 inches, and
it's just not like the Golden Gate Bridge, I don't think.
To the best of our
I'm sure it's a nice bridge.
In the other corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter, Smoking Joe Patrick, at an undisclosed height and weight, because he likes to cause trouble.
But that's where we're going to be, Joe. We're going to be on the bridge on Sunday, getting ready for the Falcons game.
Yeah, let's hope this season goes well, right?
What time's Wade Ford start?
That way you don't have to jump off of it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's the joke. I was going to put that in the email to Conti. I didn't know if that was above board, so I just said on the air, I guess.
Yeah, instead of emailing it, just say it live on the radio. What were you saying?
I mean, you want to say it live because you want people to come down there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for sure.
I was asking what time Wade Ford start, right?
Yeah, it's nine to eleven before 1 o'clock game.
Yeah, I'm trying to get get some more pub for you.
Yeah, try to get more pub for you.
Hell yeah.
And then my boy, Joe, you about to run a little help my boy out because Washington play at 12 o'clock on Saturday night, right?
Every Saturday now. We just kick off at midnight. So I'm gonna be a little tired on Sunday morning. Now luckily this is UC Davis. And I'm not trying to disrespect an opponent or anything.
Well, I will for you.
But we should be able to go to bed at halftime on that one. Couldn't last week against Colorado State. Tied midway through the third quarter in that one, but should be good on UC Davis. Anyway, Falcons kick off.
Can I say something about this? Like, so I've been thinking about Washington lately as I was seeing Alabama lose in disgraceful fashion to Florida State, and I'm thinking, how did Washington make a national championship? And I feel like the reasons why they were in that national championship and they were so good that year is narrowing down. And I think that I'm hoping maybe that one of the reasons will be on display on Sunday.
Well, yeah. Yeah, the Heisman finalist quarterback definitely was part of it. It was some other guys too. And I personally, I'm obviously very biased
yes.
on this.
Yes.
I personally still believe Kalen DeBoer is a very good coach. Now again, he's got a great roster right now and they're not playing well. So I don't know, but, I still think a lot of people at my church are Alabama fans and they've all been trying to give him back. They were like, you guys take DeBoer yeah. back? I was like, I will take him right now. You guys take Jed Fish. We'll take Kalen DeBoer back.
Well, right. Jed Fish is 1-0.
He is 1-0. He's 1-0. Kalen DeBoer is 0-1. So, all right. What, just to like a big picture, where's your mind at right now on Thursday with the game kicking off at 1 o'clock on Sunday? General feeling about this matchup on Sunday against the Bucs and the Falcons in general?
I mean, I'm just like, it's nothing special, you know. I think that everybody is thinking about what this offense is going to be and what they can be, but what are they going to look like on Sunday, particularly this Sunday, when we have not seen them play basically for the better part of 7 months or whatever, however long it's been since that game against Carolina, the last game of the season last year. So how are they going to be able to perform? I kind of feel, guys, like, this game is going to leave people a little disappointed just because I feel like both of these offenses in this particular game are probably going to sputter more than they will over the course of the season. But just because you didn't have that preseason action to kind of get in the flow, you've got some, pieces that you're moving around for both sides. You know, both sides are going to be missing one of their offensive tackles from a worse injury situation, frankly, than the Falcons are. And that's been kind of the story of Falcons camp for the last few weeks. So I think that this stuff is just going to create a bit of a messier game. You know, this is like what I was saying about the Ohio State-Texas game as an Ohio State fan, just saying, like, I think these teams are very good, but I don't know if this first game is going to be a true reflection of what exactly these teams have. So for the Falcons, I think it's really it's kind of the story of this first four games is just you win these games anyway. You just try to put yourself in the best position until you can get a little bit healthier, hopefully. You get Mooney and Storm Norton potentially back in the starting lineup, and then you get Michael Penix rolling. And I think that he will hopefully get better as the season goes on, and that's going to be, I think, a key for this Falcons team. If they want to be in the playoffs, they're going to have to be a team that gets better toward the second half of the season and is improving and is an ascending team. The last two or three years, really, since I've been covering this team, they've been in okay spots by the time they get to midseason-ish, and then they kind of just fade away. It feels like the fatigue of the season kind of gets to them, and it all catches up. They start this kind of downward slide toward the end of the season. And the good teams, the best teams, the teams that you're really excited about going into the playoffs are the ones that are the complete opposite of that. That's what the Falcons were when they had their Super Bowl run. So that's the kind of thing you want to see the team trend towards as the season progresses.
Joe P., what are your thoughts, what's your gut tell you about whether Darnell Mooney is going to play or not?
You know, it's an interesting one, guys, because I feel like I saw him running routes yesterday, and he's absolutely like running full speed. They were like doing some drills. I've never seen this drill before. They're just like catching bombs, basically. Like they were just like running from the 50-yard line to the end zone, and Michael Penix was just flinging the ball downfield, which that's a fun one to watch.
And he
looks great doing it. You know, like, and so what to me it signals that he's basically ready to go, but he needs that medical clearance that he's going to be able to survive contact, basically. I think the injury with him, and granted, it was kind of a blunt force injury, that contact with the ground that caused the injury. I think that's probably the thing the Falcons are concerned about, him potentially re-aggravating. It's not a matter of, him being able to run his routes and run full speed and be dynamic in that sense. So that's what gives me hope or optimism, is that if he is cleared to play, then he is going to be the same dynamic Darnell Mooney that we're accustomed to. And I think that will really open things up for this Falcons offense with Michael Penix. But it's just a matter of whether he gets that clearance. And on that part of it, that's what kind of makes me pessimistic, because I feel like when you're saying, oh, yeah, we just need medical clearance, we're going to wait up till game time, like kickoff, like that to me signals like, okay, I feel like I've seen this movie before, and that player very rarely getting the clearance, but we'll see.
If he doesn't go, obviously, Drake London is the main target in the passing game anyway. There's Kyle Pitts as well. Bijan's going to get some targets. Who's the second wide receiver in your mind?
I mean, it's Casey Washington. Right. Casey Washington has kind of ascended to be this backup X for Darnell Mooney in that role, and what they want out of that role. It's kind of interesting because, at least from my perspective, like, you know, Drake London was an X receiver for this team when Arthur Smith was here, and that's kind of more what I associate with, like, an X receiver is that kind of big, dominant, physically dominant player. And what this scheme wants under Zach Robinson is more of like you don't necessarily need to be big. You just need to be able to separate. That's what they always say. And Casey Washington has that kind of physical skill set to separate. And so, in fact, it was funny. He was joking yesterday. Somebody brought up, asked him if he had like played baseball for some reason. And he said no, but he joked that when he was in high school, he kind of like basically was told he wasn't going to be a baseball player when he was doing a base running drill. And he's like running slants from like base to base instead of doing the whole banana thing. But I thought it was just kind of funny because that is kind of what he's asked to do in this offense is be that guy who can, you know, turn on a dime, cut and create separation. And he's going to be called upon to do that kind of thing. If Darnell Mooney obviously isn't ready to play, if he doesn't get that clearance, I think we're going to see a very healthy dose of Casey Washington. I don't know about the targets necessarily, but in terms of the plays and snaps, he'll be on the field a lot for the team.
Joe, and I'm not one, we talked about it earlier, to make more of a big deal of certain things, but what did you think about when the depth chart came out defensively?
Yeah, it was interesting. It was interesting to see Dorless, where he was. I think that was the thing that caught everybody's eye. I got to say, though, Randy, like I was nodding hard when Raheem the next day said that, like, I don't care about the depth charts. he really besmirched the depth charts in a way only a head coach of a team can. I think anybody else would get trouble, but if they were so degrading toward the depth chart. But that's kind of like there's going to be so much rotation in that room. Like Nate always said, you know, he doesn't want players on the field for more than like four plays in a row before they come off because they want just fresh bodies in there to go in and implement this attack style front, which is basically cause havoc, create penetration, get in the backfield, just make a messy situation for whether it's a pass or a run. Either way, they want them just muddying up the situation. And I'm interested to see if that chaotic kind of picture is going to be good or bad for the linebackers. I asked Nate Pauly about this during training camp, and he said linebackers have liked the system when attack style front, this penetrating kind of style of front. But I don't know, like it's an interesting one for me because you've got a converted safety in Divine Diablo who's now going to be one of your starters, and he's stepping in for a player in Troy Anderson who neither of these players you would say are natural like run that sense as a linebacker. So we'll see how it plays out. I don't know. I think that there's potentially ways that the team could kind of get gashed in the run game, but we'll see it. And, you know, I think that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are really going to be relying on Bucky Irving to do that. So it'll be kind of a test to see who wins that battle.
Yeah, that's something we've been talking about a lot this week. Yeah. It's one of those things like you're really not going to know until you see it on Sunday.
Yeah.
But I think it's fair to look at it on paper and be like, all right, I don't know. we'll see how they work it out. Joe, we appreciate it. I'll talk to you Sunday.
All right, thanks, guys. Talk to you Sunday, Andy.
Smoking Joe Patrick there, 92.9 The Game, Falcons insider, and my co-host on the Wade Ford Tailgate Show.
Don't say that like that.
What?
I don't like that.
What do you mean?
You're a co-host. I'm your co-host.
Well, no, you're my partner.
Okay.
You're my partner.
Yeah.
And my brother.
Yeah, yeah. I like that better.
That's my co-host.
Yeah, I like how you put that in there, man.
I don't love Joe.
Well.
I like him.
He's cool. All right, guys, this Saturday.
Strong like, though.
This Saturday from noon to 2 o'clock, Joe and our gal, Allie Mack, over at Caliban Kia in Lithia Springs as we get you ready for Sunday's big game. And one of you lucky fans will win the Ultimate Tailgate Kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV with a rolling stand. Really jealous of that.
It's
and other prizes. Plus another winner who takes home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, that's this Saturday, 10 to at Callahan's Kia in Lithia Springs. Our girl Allie Mack will be out there.
Here's how I'd put it. If Joe was a text message, okay, I'd give him a thumbs up.
Okay.
If you were a text message, I'd give you a heart.
All right, that's all I need to know.
There you go.
That's all I need to know.
AMA's next. 404-726-0929. Call us up. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on. 404-726-0929. Let's start with Mo in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Well, fellas, what's going on?
You all right, Mo?
My bad. Hey, I had it on speakerphone, was waiting. I figured I'd be the last damn call.
Nope, first day, one, Mo.
But, so I figure I'd make Randy laugh with this one. So I know we have all had the moments where our parents told us not to do something and we did it. So we had the angel baby. She done came home for the little holiday. Mama told her, do not move the truck and do not take this little boy back to school. Mind you, they're in the same age group. They go to different colleges. The angel baby done took a little boy to Valdosta State, and I had to pretty much pull mama off of her. Now, for me, it was going to Freaknik in 96. Hmm. My mama told me to get back home at a certain time.
Sounds fun.
I decided I was going to stay a little bit longer. Hmm. I got into a car accident on the way back. And it wasn't even a car accident. I hit a deer on the way back.
Okay.
What was that event that mama told you not to do, and you did it anyway, and it did not turn out the way you thought it was going to turn out?
All right, Mo.
Oh, you all right, dog? What's that? Like he popped a gummy or something.
Happy hour
happy,
Thursday.
Slow in there, thing. You told us about somebody that got jumped on. Yeah. That's what we used to call it back in the day. Your mama done jumped on you.
Okay.
All right, we'll call it fight. She jumped on you.
Sound like Mo is also kind of mad that we haven't been taking his calls first, too. Like,
yeah, man.
We got to mix it up,
man. Got to mix it up, Mo.
Got to give everybody a bite at the apple.
But, I mean, yeah. I mean, I was it? I couldn't. Oh, God. I where we live? We live in Germany. Snuck out the house. Mama said, don't go nowhere. I just snuck out the house. She done locked my window and locked the door. Made me sleep outside in the stairwell. So, yeah. Plenty of times. All the time.
The first day all my time. Mom let me drive her car to high school.
Yeah.
We were driving to lunch, mm-hmm. and I took the corner too soon, and I hit the curb,
mm-hmm.
and I bent the, like, the...
axle.
The axle.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
everybody's
that's
done.
Terrible.
Yeah, everybody's
the
done
first
that.
Day.
The first day, though.
She was like, be careful, don't, and the first day. So, yeah. Needless to say, I didn't get to drive to school for a long time.
Yeah, we've all had that.
And I don't think she said, don't wreck my car.
Mm-hmm.
That's understood.
Right.
It was just be careful. Yeah. I was not careful.
Yeah, man. It happened.
So dumb.
It happens.
All right. Adam's in Denmark by way of Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
Hi. Andy, I know, yes, I am in Denmark. And the other day, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, you said your mom couldn't listen to the show over here.
Yeah.
But I listen. I get out of the office at like 4 o'clock over here.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all start at 5, which is 11 there.
See, mom,
you just got to. Yeah, you just got to turn off the Wi-Fi. You got to listen on your phone. But I don't know if she has that company data plan.
Yeah. Oh, and she, okay. you know, she's not the savviest like tech person.
Right.
Yeah. Every time I come in the hotel, it automatically goes back to the Wi-Fi, and right. I can't get the show on Odyssey unless I turn off the Wi-Fi.
Okay. But good tip.
She's
thank
all right.
you.
Yeah. And Mo. Eat some french fries and take a nap, man. You'll be all right.
Bo was like, yeah, man.
Maybe this is a day off, man.
Yeah, he's
you
right.
don't know what his schedule is.
Bo, like, pop one of them cubes.
Anyhow, I don't really have a question for y'all, but right. I'd like to give a shout-out to my dad. Yesterday, I missed his birthday. Dude turned 71. U.S. Army retired.
All right.
What's his name?
Heidelberg Strong.
Yeah, man.
Man.
Actually, they fixed that sign. Actually, they fixed that sign that I vandalized.
What did you write on it?
My whole name. Yeah.
Randy McMichael?
Yeah.
Man, we're some bad kids over there, Andy. There's some bad kids come out of Heidelberg, man.
You know what? There's no bad kids.
Yeah, I'll let
you make
go.
Bad decisions.
Building 44-65.
My man.
All right, Adam. Thank you.
Thank you. Just looking at some pictures from camp. Are Darnell Mooney's at practice? Full pads.
There you go.
Here we go.
All right. I like what Joe is talking about. Penix just throwing him bombs.
Yeah.
Just go get it. That sounds fun.
We call it pat and go, but, you know.
Yeah. Sounds like a fun one.
Yeah.
Rich is in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What up, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, Rich?
Good.
I hope I don't sound sleepy like Mo, my boy, but he got to get it together. two questions for y'all.
Way off Mo, guys. Sorry.
Two questions for y'all. What's y'all favorite quote or one-liner from a movie, song, whatever? Mine is Denzel from Equalizer. When you pray for rain, you got to deal with the mud, too.
All right.
And then this is for Randy. And Andy, you're going to go through this, so you can give me your insights on what you think.
Okay.
What age is the toughest to parent? A toddler throwing tantrums, preteen with the attitude, or a teenager with the whole independence thing?
Oh, man. It's hard for me.
It's different for every kid.
It kind of is, because all my kids, they especially the older ones, they all went through different phrases, but except for the boys. They all go through the same kind of thing, but it's like, they have such different personalities because they're, you know, one, they don't, none of my kids all have the same interests. Like, they'll do certain things together, but they all have different things that they're more interested in than others. And so that's always the easiest thing. But, like, and it just depends. Like, Sebastian, that's the baby. Of all the kids that we have, he is the one that is the hardest one because he's so much like me. He's stubborn as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And he ain't scared of me. Like, other kids scared of me. And Kai wasn't because she's the baby girl, so she knew nothing was going to happen.
Right.
But the boys, Isaiah and Sean and Samson, I didn't say nothing.
Isn't it funny how that worked out?
Yeah, I ain't have to say nothing.
You got the final boss.
Yeah.
Final kid.
Yep, I ain't never have to say nothing to the boys.
But let me ask you this.
But this guy here?
This is something that I've thought about because a lot of times right now with Jack is these two. But with Lily, it's like, a lot of times it's like, well, that's just the age she is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Once they get old enough to know better,
yes.
Is it more frustrating when it's like, you know better than that? Or is it frustrating when they're little and it's like, I could tell them this 1,000 times, it's not going to register.
Yeah, right.
Because they're too little, they don't know.
No, it's the older part.
It's got to be more frustrating when they're older.
But like, right? Lily's getting to that age now when at 5 years old.
Some stuff for sure.
Some stuff for sure.
Some stuff.
And then they'll play like they don't know, but you know they ask no.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think it's for each parent to do it. But I'm talking about for me, like I never had to worry about the boys, the older boys, because all I had to do was raise up. Mm-hmm. They never ever stood. I never had one of my sons come to me and think they finna stick their chest out of me. until I met this little joker here.
And he's three, and he's already
three.
Doing it.
And he's damn three.
That's wild. Favorite movie quote? One that's freshest of mine because I heard Mike Bell say it yesterday. Shawshank Redemption, get yes. busy living or get busy dying.
Love it, love it, love it.
It's a good life motto.
Yes, it is.
Let's go Ryan, who's in Gwinnett. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Hey. You had me cracking up yesterday with your thing about the letter Q and names. My grandfather's a white, 100% Polish guy named Leon. I think he's probably the only
I love it.
Leon in history.
There's not a lot of them.
When I was discussing names for our children with my wife, she finally just wore me down and I gave up. Do you have any names that, you know, you really liked that were vetoed or any regret as far as the names you chose? Thank you.
Man. Thank you, Ryan.
No.
No regrets.
No.
I like the names that we have.
It was so much fun naming your children. I think that's what it was.
It is fun.
That was fun as hell. Coming up with Jack.
Yeah, Jack, yeah. You know. Yeah. That's pretty tried and true.
That was a lot of fun.
Now, we did go back and forth on Jack's middle name maybe was going to be Thorbjorn, which is, you know, Norwegian for Thunder Bear, which would have been pretty savage. We went with Rainier.
I like Rainier.
Which is, yeah, it's probably better, and that's what we went with.
Thorbjorn.
We were getting, if we have another one, I don't know, we'd get too creative with that one, but we kept it pretty simple with both of them.
That's good. Lily and Shout out to Tony Dukes. He said he was in China last week. He listened to us. Can't miss his midday show.
Hell yeah.
Thank you very much, Tony.
Because yesterday we said we'd conquered Sweden and Denmark.
And China.
China?
And China.
All right.
Get you some.
Add it to the list. TJ's in Covington. Hey, TJ.
Hey, what's up, guys? I called in earlier this week when I told you my lady crashed my Camaro.
Yeah. Update.
So, I got to the job. She met me outside.
Uh-oh.
Right?
Uh-oh.
So, I'm like, hey, baby, you know, I brought her lunch. So what happened was, Randy, you was exactly right. She got in the car with my homegirl, trying to have a good weekend, showing out, and hit something. But I ain't got to worry, because she said she paid for all of it.
Okay.
But she was right. She was trying to show out and lost a little control.
What'd she hit?
It's funny. She, you know, them little poles. I forgot what it was called. The poles that mirror.
Oh, yeah, you nailed it. Yeah. You nailed it.
All
right.
That's all that was, girl. I'm in his car, girl. Come on. I'm on the way. Listen to Sexy That's Red. Cool. Long hair, 45, 55, 65. Yeah. That was exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. And then, boo. Oh, girl, Tony, fuck
off. When I got home that night, I didn't ask my favorite. The meal was cooked.
Yep.
I was like, foot rub, a back rub. She's like, hey, baby, I know 2K come out. Do you need money for VC? I'm like, I ain't going to say no.
Yeah, I mean, kind of worked out.
Hell yeah.
Kind of worked out.
Yeah,
it's fine, but she lost her key. I took the key back, so she can't get that key no more.
Okay.
Oh, man.
You
got
to drive the Camry.
All right. Nothing wrong with the Camry. Thank you, TJ. Thank you for the update. Tobobby is in Atlanta. Hey, Tobobby.
I'm with Mo. I know if Abe is the one that picks up, I'm going to be last, but Bo will get me through. So I just. Abe plays college here. Anyway, Randy, you've been doing great with your read, and just wanted to let you know that.
Thank you.
And Andy, you really did swerve and bend the corner with your mom's car then in high school.
I really did.
But my question
but
for y'all
wet,
is.
It was watching Seattle, so I skidded out.
I was watching the new Eddie Murphy movie on Prime. And it has that Anderson .Paak song in it that y'all have, the, you know, the wow song.
Yep.
Is there any songs that, like, you know, y'all play on your little bumpers and it affects your everyday life? Like, you know, Randy, when you hear that one song, do you woo out in public outside of when you're on the show? Yep. Or?
Yes.
And what is your favorite bumper that y'all have?
Oh, great question. Man. Yeah, that Led Zeppelin song is now Randy's song.
Yes, all like, the time. Anywhere I'm
you woo on that.
Yes.
Anytime the I'm not a player, I just crush a lot song.
That's definitely my favorite.
Hit the sound effect on the front of that one.
I got five on it. I love that.
Oh,
I love
that.
People know that. Definitely. Frankie Beverly, the one we play tomorrow.
Yeah, because that means it's the last segment.
Yeah, that means last segment on Friday. I definitely love that.
I don't know. I like
now that we're making picks. The guitar riff, yes.
You know, Bo does a great job, man.
Yes.
He plays all the songs that get played are awesome.
And definitely when he goes, throws Bob Marley in there.
Yeah, no, I love all of them. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Joe is a thug who only gets thumbs up from Andy.
That's right.
Yes.
Joe said that the Falcons are looking for fresh bodies.
Yes.
Aren't we all?
Yes.
We are. Fresh. Your weekly PSA from the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. You can have just as good of a time, and you can even still let all your stuff hang out in flats or tennis shoes. Hey, if you're starting anybody in fantasy football tonight, get them out of your flex spot. Put your wide receiver in your wide receiver spot, your running back in your running back spot. Leave your flex spots open as long as you can.
There you go. I can't believe this didn't come back up. But if you're not careful, somebody else might get a chance to enjoy those young guys.
That was 11:04. All right. Have a great rest of your afternoon and evening.
Twin Peaks tomorrow, Kennesaw.
Twin Peaks tomorrow in Kennesaw. NFL season starts tonight. Tank tops. I mean, we're back.
Yeah, maybe.
We're back. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.